Should have guessed. Hey, sugar, what is it? No, greetings are for people who call during the day. What could you possibly want in the middle of the night? 11 p.m. is the middle of the night. You're lucky I answer my phone after 9. You forget I don't do those 4 a.m. walks of shame anymore. Not after you set your sprinklers on me. So what do you want? Now? We can talk about your bad date in the morning. All right. Go on over. I'll get the snacks. You don't ask if it's a bother when you raid my fridge. Why start now? No, if I didn't want to, I'd tell you. You know I tease. My charm, it's all I got. Ask any of our friends and they will tell you I'm hilarious. Those with good humor, at least. All right, I'm getting up now. If you don't hurry, I'll eat the snacks. Thought so. See you soon, sugar. Buy a home in a nice neighborhood. Oh, look, your childhood friend is your neighbor. I'm sure she won't wake me in the middle of the night or steal my food. Of course not. Come on in, sugar. I just cleaned up. Snacks are on the coffee table. Let's go to the couch. Would you like a coffee? Yes. Coffee at almost midnight. It's what happens when you drag me out of bed. I'm already 2 cups in. You know, one of these days I'm just gonna stop answering your late night calls. Oh, yes, I will. No, I mean it this time, for real. Fine, I won't, but I'll still complain. Remember that charm I talked about? So, what happened on this date? Yeah, I gathered that from your tone. How'd you meet this guy? Well, I've always thought dating apps have their own challenges. Well, just because it's a religious dating app doesn't mean it's safe. No app is foolproof to people pretending to share values or pushing their views of non-sexual acts. I'll admit I've done things I'm not completely proud of, but I like to think I'm better than some. What was it with this guy? What exactly was he being pushy about? Ugh. Sugar, I'm so sorry he asked about your virginity. I'm glad you're okay, but if you need, you can call me for something like that. I joke and I tease, but you are important to me. Why do you keep going back to the app? No, there's something you're wanting, and I don't know if you'll find it in there. Correct me if I'm wrong, you've moved away from your religion and tried separating yourself. Why do you keep going back there? What are you looking for? Sugar, was it something I said? You're shaking. Sweetheart, what's going on? Do you want me to leave the room and go somewhere else? Let me know. Let me know what I can do for you. Of course, I'll stay here. I can hold your hand while you breathe. Take my hand. Just like that. You remember what I did last time you felt like this? Stroking your hand with my fingertips? Will that help you? Mm-hmm. Focus on the shape. Nice and slow. You're doing great. That's my girl. That's it. I'll breathe with you. Is that better? I know. It's been a long day, Sugar. Sorry, there was some noise I had to wait out. I'm picking it back up from I know it's been a long day. I know. It's been a long day, Sugar. Here, lean against me. Back to my chest. How's that? I like sitting here with you. I just wish it wasn't such an uncomfortable topic. No, you did everything right. You were honest. He made his choices and they were wrong. You wanted to explore your sexuality and you were up front. I'm proud of you for that. You have a right to find yourself in any way you need or want to. In my experience, sex doesn't really fix things. I used it to cover hurt, bury it in pleasure, and it worked until it didn't. I've put work into myself and talked to a therapist. Sex wasn't a cure. It was a band-aid. Everything was right there, just hidden. I can enjoy sex now because it's what I want, not what I need. What do you want out of this exploration? What you're saying makes sense, but you don't really need a romantic connection for it if you don't want to. You have options. Dating was one. There's also friends. And I know some people say it's wrong, but there are services. Okay, service is not for you. But I'd be happy to help you find someone, anything. If you say you're ready, I trust you. Everyone has their own story. Maybe this is the way you continue yours. Me? Wait. I don't know. I don't think I'm the right choice for this. Just because I've been with a few people doesn't make me an expert. I'm happy you trust me, but... I never slept with a friend. If something went wrong, especially since we live next door to each other, there are things to think about here. Our friendship could be damaged, feelings hurt. How can we be sure that it won't? Can we promise each other that no matter what happens, we both always want the best for each other? Okay. Okay, I'll do it. I'll help you. But if we are going to do this, let's not do it tonight. This weekend, we can have dinner, maybe a drink, and see where it goes from there. Let's not force things. We can just take it slow and see what happens. Of course. You feeling any better? Tired? Me too. Coffee's wearing off. You want to crash here? You're always welcome to stay. Head on up to the guest room. You know where everything is. Get some rest. I'm so fucked. Good evening, sugar. Can I come in? You look absolutely beautiful. Where should I put these? I'm glad you agreed to this. A calm, home-cooked meal. Nice and relaxing. Can I ask you something? Your outfit. You look absolutely stunning. But is it what you want to wear or what you usually wear on a date? Because there are no expectations here. This is your space. I don't want to take away any peace or safety you get from it. Your comfort is my priority, so what do you really want to wear right now? That sounds like a plan. Why don't you go upstairs and slip into something more comfortable? I mean, if that makes you feel beautiful. But you know I don't mean it like that. I'll get started while you get ready. That's my girl. Where do you keep the pots and pans? Hey, when was the last time you used your kitchen? Sugar. I should have known. Remember just after I moved in? Yes, yes, yes. Let's go down memory lane, shall we? Oh, I wanted to make pies for my new neighbors, but ran out of sugar. Darn. Luckily, my old best friend was across the street, so I go to her in my time of need. And when she brought me the sugar I asked for, it was a brick. Hard as a rock. Impossible to use. Tried all my tricks to get it soft, but to no avail. And that's when I taught you the proper way to store sugar. A kitchen like this is meant to be used. Well, if you work too much to cook, we can do it together. I'd be happy to cook with you. Yes, this is jealousy speaking. You have my dream kitchen, and I don't get to play in it. Well, I guess I am now. Plus, these old pots and pans are top of the line. They're begging to be used. I'd buy them if I could, but you make easily twice what I do. Oh, well, yes, they would be in good hands with me. In fact, you know what they say about the size of a man's hands. Big hands, big oven mitts. What? It's true. Oh, you did not throw an oven mitt at me. I'm surprised a cloud of dust didn't explode. Well, sorry, bad joke. Gets me in trouble all the time. But it was worth the amusement in your eyes. Your soul laughed with me. There's nothing wrong with a few safe meals. We all have them, but maybe we can try introducing new things slowly, too. Well, then let's chop some veggies. Do you mind if I help you with those? I'm aware you can chop vegetables, just they look like they were hacked to death, and I should mourn for them. Do not throw the other oven mitt. Only once. That's a rule in the kitchen. Only throw one of the pair. Look, let me teach you how to chop like a pro. Stand in front of me. Now, with my hands on yours, just follow my movements. We'll start off with a rondelle or washer cut. It's just a circular cut, like when you chop a carrot. Tuck your fingers like this. Mm-hmm. Good. That avoids any kitchen accidents. And once you cut a slice, all slices should have the same thickness. You choose the space. Right there. See? Easy. All right. Ready to keep going? And we are done. Yeah. I guess it's easy to forget how much more delicious food can be when you had a hand in making it. Well, I guess I can't blame you. It is an excellent view. Especially when I bend over for the dishwasher. Hold on, let me show you again. Oh! No, you did not throw another oven mitt at me. We talked about this. I didn't even deserve that one. Oh, no. You have your warning. You're in so much trouble. Oh. No. Okay. Truce. Sigh. This was a lot of fun. I thought we would feel this scary pressure, but it's you. You know, no matter what's about to happen, we are us. I really don't want to wait any longer. If you're ready, we both know why we're here. Are we really about to do this, Sugar? I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about kissing you 100 times. And not one of them did I think of the possibility of you kissing me. Do you want to go upstairs? No expectations. But I think it would be more comfortable for us. Here, sit with me. Just a bit nervous. I want to be confident, but it's you. It's vulnerability. Things I've never been very good at. Yeah. One step at a time. That sounds great. Can I slide my hands along your body? Oh God, you smell incredible. At any point you want this to stop, we'll have a safe word. Say it and we'll stop. What word do you want? Okay. Oven mitt it is. Sugar, take my hand and guide it up to where you want me. If you wanted to change, you lead me. Oh, fuck, your breast feels amazing in my hand. You feel how your body reacts? It was made to respond to touch. Mine, yours. Your body was built for your pleasure. There's nothing shameful in it. Yeah, we can keep going. Do you want to get undressed? And take off as much as you're comfortable with, Sugar. Sure, I'll take my shirt off too. Hey, look at me. Are you okay? You stopped. If you want this to end, we can. Hey, look at my eyes. Right here, it's me. Like we said. One step at a time, right? Sugar, it's hard to undo everything you've been taught. But I can assure you, you have the right to decide what feels good. And to enjoy it with or without a partner. I am always here for you. I know I don't need to be, but I am. There are no expectations. We can do as much or as little as you're comfortable with. I'm not going to judge you. Ever. This is about you exploring your pleasure. Tell me what you want. Of course I'll kiss you. Can you lay back for me? You told me what you wanted. I'll tell you what I want. I want to kiss along your body. Worship every part of you. Your lips. Your cheek. Your neck. Moving down your chest. And now your breasts. Your nipple. And we can't forget the other one. Could worship your breasts all night, their perfection. You're so beautiful. Now, sugar. I want to ask you a question. Do you touch yourself? It's okay. It takes time to figure out what feels right for you. We can try some different things to see what's right for you. Can I take off your pants?
start by lightly rubbing you on the outside of your panties. Tell me if you want more or less of anything. Panties off. Of course, sugar. Say the word. Fuck. Wow. How does that feel when I stroke around here? These circles around your clit. Oh, fuck. I know it feels good, sugar. God, those moans. Fuck. Moan as loud as you want. It's just us. Don't let anything stop you from enjoying this, sugar. This is yours. Your pleasure. It belongs to you. You're getting close, I can feel it. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll keep going. That's it. Yeah. Did you enjoy that, sugar? Oh, I enjoyed it too. Watching you come. You want me to... You want me to touch myself while you watch? I can't promise I'll last long. You... Fuck, you turned me on so much. Holy shit, are you? Touching yourself too? Yes, let me see all those new things you learned and liked. You really enjoy watching me, sugar? It makes me so fucking hard to hear you say that. Just like that. How does it feel? Fuck. Oh yeah. I've never felt this good before. Having you right here. So hard, baby. You did this to me. I have to speed up. I can't take it. Fuck. This is all for you. Only you. Fuck. Completely new for me. Oh, that was so fucking sexy. Feel sugar. Oh, I know. I'm the best you've ever had. First an oven mitt, now a pillow. I'm starting to think this is targeted.
You just can't stand my sexiness. Ah, ha, ha. Now you have no pillows left. I win. Seriously, though, do you want to take a bath or anything? I can grab the leftovers if you want. Is there anything you need? Just sleep? Okay. Sure, I'll grab your pajamas. But just know, I like this view a bit more than your old PJs. Which drawer? I'm gonna get dressed and, clean myself up. I'll be right back. I actually have clothes to change into. I brought them with the groceries. I wanted to be prepared no matter what. It's not gonna be weird. She's your best friend. Just be who she needs you to be. Sugar, you ready? All right. Lay down. Pull the blanket over you and get you tucked in. Do you mind if I sleep over? I don't want to leave you after. If you said no, I'd feel so used. Because I fed you, helped with the greatest orgasms you've ever had. All that and not even get a cuddle? That breaks my heart. Oh, I get it. This is a negotiation. Okay, let's sweeten the deal. What if I make breakfast? Will that earn me a cuddle? And dinner? You drive a hard bargain. But I like a woman who knows what she wants. I agree to your terms. Okay, put your head on my chest. Just like that. How does that feel? Good. I had an amazing time. And no matter where we go from here, I want you to know how much you mean to me. Yes, you do. Hey now, I was kissing your mouth earlier. I think kissing your forehead is the tamest thing we've done today.
I'm still always here for you. Sweet dreams, sugar. Thank you for trusting me with that.